Good Erev Shabbos once again to everybody. So Shvi of Emor begins, before you get to the story of the Mekalel, it begins with a seeming repetition of the parasha of the menorah, as well as the Lechem HaPanim. The Ramban adds that the truth is that there are two chidushim in the section of the menorah, one which is echoed by the Sforno as well, namely the idea that the Dinvas HaMishkan, that Shem and Zayasach had already been completely utilized, and there was a need for a new nidava, and this was Ladaros, a mitzvah Ladaros, for Shem and Zayizach Me'es HaTzibor. And the second point, as the Ramban observes, is Al HaMenorah HaTorah Yaroches HaNeros Lifnei Hashem Tamid, that previously in Parshas Tetzaveh, there was no reference whatsoever to the menorah. In the past, we've spoken about how the Ner Tamid, as it were, Lahalos Ner Tamid, is actually localized to the Aron more so than the menorah. The menorah is the Michutz LaParoches, reflection of the Aron. That be that as it may, there's an Omer Darsheni to this section, of the Torah. Why exactly here? Why exactly now? Are we dealing with it between the Parshas HaMoadim and the Mekalel, and in the Parsha of Kedushas Kohen? So the Sforno has a comment about the Melachas HaMenorah and the Melachas HaKetoras that I think is a very fascinating observation in light of the localization to Parshas Emor in particular. And he argues that just like L'dorei Doros, Avodas Yom HaKippurim is kosher only B'Chohen Gadol, not B'Chohen Hedot, he says that was in principle the idea with respect to the mitzvah HaMenorah, the Lakas HaNeros, or the Hatavas HaNeros, if you want to go with the sheet of the Rambam, that Hadlak and Hatava are one and the same, and the mitzvah, the daily mitzvah, the twice daily mitzvah of the Ketores, that is unique to Aaron. He explains in the following way. He says, by Yom Kippur, in all generations, ki be'anan era el ha-kaporas, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina is uniquely present and imminent, be'anan, not just through the Ketores, but that a Kadosh Baruch Hu descends in the Anan, says that was the din of the Mishkan every single day of the year for 40 years, the entire life of Aaron HaKohen, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu ki amud, ki anan ha-lashem Mishkan yomam ve'esh t'yelai labo l'nechol beis Yisrael b'chol ma'asehem, that there was a din of Hashras HaShechina uniquely in that generation, every single day. And when the Shechina is nigh, as it is every single generation on Yom HaKippurim, so that is a requisite to involve the Kohen Gadol. So to hear, the Kohen Gadol should be the one to be makriv the Ketores and to be madlik es haneros because of the presence of the Shechina. So if that's true, the Sforno doesn't make this extension, but I think then it makes a lot of sense that it would be localized to Parshas Emor. The Parshas Emor begins with the idea of Kedushas Kohen. HaKohen HaGadol Me'achava Asher Yutzako Rosho Shem Namishcha Milei Yisadeh Lo Boshes HaBegadim Es Rosho Lo Yifrav Es Begadav Lo Yifrom. So in Parshas Emor, right, you have to try to figure out exactly why in this place in Parshas Emor. That's still an open question, but in this broader parsha, which obviously is the locus classicus in the Torah, for the uniqueness of the Kohen Gadol, right? To v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu, ki kadosh u lo v'kidash to, ki aslacham lo kachu, makriv kadosh yilach, ki kadosh ani Hashem mekadishchem. So there's an idea of the primacy of the Kohen Gadol, the man suffused with the greatest Kedusha Sagavra by far. So this individual, who's so prominent in this parsha, so according to the Sforno, it makes a lot of sense that this should be found in Parshas Emor as well, because what we're really saying is that the presence of the Shechina with respect to the Midbar in that generation is Mechayev, the Kohen Gadol, B'chol Yom, B'hadlakas HaMenorah, U'v'akravas HaKetores.